You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Jason Graff, the founder and concept creator of Crowded. A SCORE mentor and avid entrepreneur, Graff has an unwavering drive to improve small business and startup success in the United States and all over the world. Jason, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this morning.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here this morning. Great to be talking to you.
Certainly is, and looking forward to hearing more on the topic of crowdfunding. So with that being said, how can crowdfunding help startups beyond just the funding aspect?
Absolutely. Well, you know, crowdfunding, of course, is great for acquisition of capital, but more importantly, small businesses are using this as a way to prove market concepts, market research, as well as just increasing their position and bettering their position when it comes to seeking out investors. If they can use crowdfunding to prove their concept and market, to prove that there is a need and demand for what they are creating, then they can better position themselves as they move down the road.
And what are the different types of models for crowdfunding?
There are essentially four different types of crowdfunding models. There is donation-based. Think of your nonprofits, where you're basically giving a contribution and not receiving anything in return. There's reward or incentive-based crowdfunding, which is what we currently do, but you are getting something in return for your contribution. You're getting the product, you're getting collaboration, you're getting swag, such as a T-shirt or a hat, but you're getting something for the contribution you make. And then there is what is called peer-to-peer lending. So you're actually making a loan in very small increments, pooling your money together with other people to afford someone a loan to get their business started. And then, of course, there's the almighty equity crowdfunding. And we're just in the middle of getting the legislation worked out and those rules and laws coming available for everyone to be able to participate in equity crowdfunding, in where you are receiving stock in exchange for your investment in this case.
Good information. Now, why do most businesses fail, and what is Crowded doing to alleviate these challenges?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the number one reason over half of all U.S. businesses fail in the United States is actually experience, with capital being a close second, but nonetheless, experience being number one. So not only are we helping small businesses to raise the capital that they need, we've actually created a third user on our site that we call a suit. So where crowdfunding portals have those that create the project, or as we call them at Crowded, the dreamers, and those that contribute to those projects, or as we call them, believers, we've created a third user that we call a suit that is there strictly to provide mentorship, guidance, and their services, i.e. that experience that a small business owner or entrepreneur needs to really be successful.
Today we're joined by Jason Graff, the founder and concept creator of Crowded, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jason, what are some of the free and paid resources for entrepreneurs to use for starting a business?
They are numerous, almost too many to mention, but I will name a few. Obviously, really one of the best-kept secrets in small business is the SCORE organization. That is an organization that provides entrepreneurs, small businesses, even businesses that have been around and are going through growing pains, absolutely free mentoring, one-on-one, as long as you need it. And that is, again, a nationwide resource. Of course, check your colleges and universities. There's incubators and accelerators. that will help you get started, that will provide valuable resources and service providers at discounted rates. SBTDCs are a nationwide organization as well, often associated with a college or university. Doing a search will yield many great results and greatly reduced or free services to entrepreneurs that can be invaluable.
And finally, what's the best way to get started with crowdfunding, and what are the keys to making your project successful?
The best way to get started with crowdfunding is to do your research and create a plan. You know, just like you need a plan to execute on a small business and get from A to B successfully, so too do you need a plan to execute a crowdfunding campaign. 87% of all contributions industry-wide come from your direct network, your direct friends and family, and you really need to put a plan together on how you're going to reach them, how you're going to get them excited throughout the process, and how you're going to get them to stay engaged and share your project or your small business with their friends and family and so on. So other than that, the best way is to find a site that works best for you. Of course, we recommend www.crowdit.com, but find the site that is going to work best for you and your project, build a plan, and execute on that plan.
Well, Jason, certainly has been good to catch up with you. Continued success, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, as always. We appreciate it.
You bet. We've been speaking with Jason Grout, the founder and concept creator of Crowdit, a SCORE mentor and avid entrepreneur. Grout has an unwavering drive to improve small business and startup success in the United States and all over the world. And the website of reference, once again, is Crowdit.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.